I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away. Getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real.
Good morning, good evening, good night, folks. This is your Five Tool Sports Podcast host, Woody Massey. I'm here with all the tools today. We have Coach Brandon Lundberg.
Yo.
What up? We got the substitute looking,
what up,
looking prim and proper. He's got the Oxford on.
I ain't got the braids in today. You feel
he's
me?
Calling I didn't want to scare anybody. In the hallway. History repeats itself, young man.
Like short shorts.
Chill out.
Hey, but I need, you know, I try to practice my intro a lot, and
it ain't paying
off. Never comes off. No, never comes off correctly.
Like the personality of a cinder block.
Yeah, yes. Your intro is like Mac Jones on. Okay. It still gets the job done though.
Yeah,
that's
you're here,
all
though.
That matters.
That's all that matters.
This is why we have Woody here, because otherwise.
Personality.
It's the only reason why we have Woody here.
Probably.
No, oh, that's not true.
I'm just kidding. So let's talk about news today. We got a couple things. Things not looking good for Henry Ruggs. I think we're seeing. I don't want to overreact to this. He missed a test and didn't show up. Like you're looking at like 40 years in prison. And he's just not showing up to tests.
Yeah, maybe he's not in the States anymore. You know, honestly, I hope he's fled. You know, a few million.
Yeah,
he'll be good to go.
That's true. Aaron Rodgers apparently feeling some side effects of COVID still. So he's taking some practice days off. It's a toe injury, but I've heard
COVID
still
toes.
Pretty convenient.
I've heard some of that ivermectin. Oh, whatever they call it.
Oh, man, if it makes you as strong as a horse. Niners hopeful that Richard Sherman placed on injury reserve for the Bucks. The Bucks already.
Oh, what's new for the Bucks?
They got no secondary. It's crazy.
They don't. Yeah, I mean, and they appear to be okay with it. It's like, yeah, Tom will win us some games if we can't guard anybody.
The Mike White hype is over. The creative player that you don't change their name is gone. Finally, Joe Flacco, back in the saddle.
Joe Flacco, man, I don't even know how that guy is still in the league. To be honest,
because he won a Super Bowl.
I can understand he's in the league. I don't think it has anything to do with the Super Bowl. But look, when you're a backup quarterback, it's like, okay, is there 64 quarterbacks in the NFL better than Joe Flacco? I would probably say no. But the thing is that's why it's so puzzling why Cam Newton was still out there to be picked up through the first 9 weeks of the season. You know what I'm saying? And Cam even said it. There's not 32 quarterbacks in the league better than him, so I don't think it's 64 quarterbacks in the league better than Joe Flacco, but I'd much rather see Mike White. I was on that train.
I just typed in Joe Flacco and the news says I'm not vaccinated. I won't say why to avoid creating a distraction.
Oh no.
A smart man though. Smart. Yeah, at least he didn't want Aaron Rodgers. Like, I'm immunized.
Yo, I lived in Baltimore when Joe Flacco was there, and let me tell you, like, he had the most awkward, like, local food, like, car dealership ads. Like, Baltimore is one of those cities because it's so big that they love the Ravens. They use the players in, like, local ads, like, a lot. Yeah. So they make a nice little chunk of change from, like, car dealerships and stuff. But Joe Flacco had the, like, oddest, weirdest person. I'm Joe Flacco. Come buy a truck from Honda Ford.
Honda Ford.
Oh man.
All right, guys, let's jump right into it. Let's do some trivia, and then we got some games to go over.
Yay! I got a good one for you guys today. Let's see. When was the last time a player was selected to an NFL All-Pro team in their rookie season? The last time a player was selected to an NFL All-Pro in their rookie season. We'll start with you, Brandon, and then I'll cut it to Woody. I'll read it one more time.
Any position, right?
Any position. Last time a player was selected to an NFL All-Pro in their rookie season.
Maybe Lawrence Taylor.
Okay, Lawrence Taylor. I won't say whether that's a good or a bad guess, but I'll say, okay, thanks. Thanks for the answer.
Nick Bosa.
All right, and Woody's guess is Nick Bosa. Not a bad guess.
It's probably
wrong guess, though. Justin Jefferson in 2020, guys.
I kept thinking like a pass rusher.
Yeah, I was thinking too hard was what it was.
Yeah, you're right.
What, didn't Nick Bosa make like second and third team his rookie year?
I don't know. I don't have that information in front of me. But I don't know Justin Jefferson made it in 2020. Wait, are the Bosa's racist?
No, just Nick. Joey's like the chill frat boy.
Where's he from?
Nick is like the
From Arizona, yeah. I believe.
Okay.
Makes sense. It's all that heat. Fries the brain. Let's jump right into the games.
The steroids.
Yeah, the steroids don't help either. Testosterone and very hot. Not a good mix.
Yeah. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, you can get help by visiting gamblingaddictioncenter.com. Addiction is a disease, and we here at the Five Tool Sports Podcast and Football Scout 365 want our listeners to know that everything we present on our show with regard to point spreads and betting, that is strictly for entertainment purposes only. So
everything in moderation, guys. New Orleans Saints at Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are favored in this one by 1.5. Now, I was listening to the ESPN Fantasy Focus podcast yesterday, and Field Yates pointed out that the Eagles actually have a decent chance to slide into the playoffs still when you look at their closing schedule. So listen to this closing schedule, guys. They can sneak this one with the Saints. They play the Giants, the Jets, the football team, the Giants, the football team, and then they close out with Dallas, who by that time, week 18, might be so far ahead that they'd rest some players.
Saints might have Alvin Kamara back, so that's a positive.
Yeah, that's huge, because the Eagles aren't great at run stopping.
Yeah. I almost want to stick a fork in them, but...
You can't.
For the reasons you just said, that's a favorable.
And they're running the ball really well the last few weeks.
Look,
really.
I always felt like in past years to make the postseason, I felt like the magic number was 10 games. You win 10 games, you're definitely getting in. You win 9, and you got a chance to get it in. But if you win 10, you're definitely getting in. I know there's some outliers in there because Miami went 10-6 last year and didn't make it. But this year, I think if you win 10, 11 games, you have a good shot to get in. So, what, New Orleans right now, what, sitting at 5-4, I believe?
Correct.
So, I mean, that's a shot for them.
Oh, and before we make these picks, I don't want to give you all too much of an advantage, but I feel like I should read this to you, and I feel like our listeners need to hear this as well.
See, this is ridiculous. See, you all see what we up against?
Yeah, I'm sneaky. In the fantasy league, our boy Dev just named me Dirtbag Woody. What'd you do? Okay, I'll tell y'all what I did. So we're in a keeper league where you can keep guys what round you draft them, right? So I drafted Leonard Fournette and Ja'Marr Chase like round 8 and 9 this year. So I'm like, oh, those are great keepers for next year. Leonard Fournette's still only 26. I like it. So I hit up the dude who had Travis Kelce in last place. I'm like, because he wants to keep Kelce the next year, which I don't blame him for. So I hit him up, and I was like, yo, I'm not going to keep Travis Kelce. So I'll just send him back to you, and like you for a decent price, like you can trade him back and keep him. And here's three players to make your team better. And I offered him Julio Jones, Darrell Williams, and Zach Ertz for Travis Kelce. And like Darrell Williams is 16, but I got lambasted because people think CEH is still good for some reason. And they called collusion. It was on the fence because I told him that I'd send him back in the offseason. So I didn't even argue with that. I was like, fine. Boy. But yeah. That's not collusion because I'm not like sitting there saying, oh, well, I'm going to make him trade him back for me. He's going to give me something.
I got some text messages that prove otherwise. So if you're in the league and you're listening, hit me up.
Oh, man.
Just know nothing in this life is free. So. Come correct it, don't come at all.
Put on your Blistex. So the Bleacher Report released a stat this year. Some good gambling numbers here. So the overall favorites this year are 61-85-1.
I like
covering. The home favorites this year are only 34-56-1. And I said this on Tuesday's episode. Bill Simmons on the gambling show that he does with Cousin Sal every week with a guest of spreads. Bill Simmons said he's noticed in the past few weeks the NFL is so close this year that Vegas has they've stopped giving the home team 3 points automatically.
Yeah.
They give them 1 point now. That's how close everything's been.
It's just the pick 'em. Essentially,
now we're about to make these picks, take that all into account. I'm going with the New Orleans Saints. I think that Sean Payton's playing the spoiler here. Trevor Siemian's not turning the ball over. They get Alvin Kamara back. Now Mark Ingram's more integrated in the offense after he's had a big game. They got a nice 1-2 punch. I like it. And the Eagles have been basing their offense with a great running game. And what do the Saints stop best? The run game.
And the Eagles run a lot of too high. And they've also given up, you know, well, last week they gave up 5.3 yards per carry to Denver. So, that's going to be.
I think this is one of the easiest picks this week. And I'm not even saying this pick is easy. I just think it's one of the easiest. I'm going to go Saints here, too. You know, the defense is still good. Jalen Hurts isn't a great passer. As you said, Woody, that front seven is good at stopping the run. Philly seems to have found their run game, over the course of the season. But I don't think they'll have successful versus that New Orleans front. They're going to force Jalen Hurts to pass the ball. And even though you got Trevor Siemian there on the other side, I like the Saints here.
Dallas Goedert is in concussion protocol. So he may Did he get
punched at a bar again?
No, he got rocked on Sunday. I actually watched the hit when he caught a pass and just got sunk. But so that is a DFS play, though. Devontae Smith, he's been pulling 25% target share, over 25%. He has 3 touchdowns the last 2 weeks with no Dallas Goedert there. And the way that they moved Devontae Smith around the field to multiple positions in the slot on the outside, that's someone that I would definitely look at for DFS for sure.
Definitely.
Miami Dolphins, New York Jets. The Jets are getting 3.5 points. Joe Flacco starting the game.
Yeah, Dolphins.
Dolphins, 3.5 point favorites.
Think so? Man. You got no faith in Super Bowl? No, Joe?
The weather is going to be a factor. I believe when I was looking up the weather for the betting sheet, it was a level 350. So level 3 on our weather report means it's a 50% chance of wind and rain, like a combination. So there's 2 games like that this week. I could be wrong.
I don't know. The Jets have such a good front four and they can run the ball. Michael Carter's been looking pretty good. Tyler Johnson.
Never mind. Subtract the weather from that.
Okay.
So anyway, it doesn't matter to me. I'm taking Miami.
I'm going with the Jets.
I think I'm going to go Jets, too.
Washington football team, Carolina Panthers. Panthers are giving only 2.5 in this one, which I guess Washington coming off a win against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Personally, I don't think the Bucks were playing their best football. I think it was an outlier the last 2 weeks. And Carolina is getting Cam back. The emotions are high right now.
This is a hard game to pick.
I think because of Carolina's defense, how well it played against Arizona. I'm going to go with Carolina here because I think it's going to end up being a field goal game. And I think Carolina wins.
This game right here is tough. I mean, look, you're getting Cam Newton ready to start. Matt Rhule, he's already been on record saying, hey, yeah, we're going to start Cam Newton this week. Here we are in week, 10, 11? This is Cam Newton's essentially his second game, his first game preparing to be the starter. Everyone else is 10 weeks in, you know. I'm a little worried about that.
I think he's going to run a lot.
I mean, we saw Dak Prescott come back from injury. He was rusty. We saw Russell Wilson come back from injury. He was rusty. And here we are seeing Cam Newton, you know, come back from 8-week layoffs. And
Cam got a little burn, though. They put his toes in the water.
I'm going to go Washington football team here to cover.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Washington football team. They don't have Chase Young. I don't think that's going to matter. I think Cam Newton coming in, like you guys just said, too soon for him to really get going. He'll run
the way their quarterback plays, man, it's not going to take much to be better. that's real.
That's fair. So, I mean, it's all about the Carolina defense and Taylor Heineke and that Washington football team offense. I mean,
CMC.
Mm-hmm. And Carolina's defense has played very strongly the past 3 weeks. So that's also something to consider. Now, this is upset central for me, guys.
Hey, whoa. I'm sorry. I changed my mind. I'm gonna go Carolina Panthers.
Welcome
at
to
home,
the team.
Cam and CMC. I might flip-flop on all these games. I'll send y'all my final list at 12:55.
So, Woody, who'd though. You go with?
It's on wax now, brother. It's on the podcast.
Who'd you go with? Who'd you go with, Woody?
I went with the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, all right.
All right. Who are you going with, Brandon?
Washington football team.
All right. Brandon's either going to be above us or like 10 games behind us next week.
So, that's true.
Indianapolis Colts or Buffalo Bills. And the Bills are giving 7 to the Colts here. And the Bills are going to have one of their top offensive linemen missing the game due to COVID, most likely. So, 7 points is a lot for a team that has the best running back in the NFL now that Derrick Henry's been injured. And one of the best offensive lines. And one of the best backup running backs in the NFL. I don't know. I just could see Indianapolis grinding this out to where it's like a field goal game, especially because the Bills' defense offense hasn't been rolling like it has been in the past few years.
But the Buffalo Bills' defense, if I'm not mistaken, they lead the league in takeaways, or they're either in the top two or three in takeaways.
I think it's 25 total already. Yep.
And I know Carson Wentz, he has protected the ball, at least when you look at his interceptions this year. I think that changes this week, you know, in that cover two defense where Carson Wentz will have to be patient and just take what the defense gives him. If Carson Wentz can do that, Indianapolis has a really good chance to win. But I'm going to go Bills here.
Give me the Colts.
The run game, I like that. Carson Wentz, he's a liability sometimes, man. I just can't.
But you don't like the and one left-handed throws? Carson Wentz mixtape is going to be crazy at the end of this year.
I mean, it's at Buffalo. This is going to be a tough one. I think I'm going to go with the Bills here.
Okay.
I think that they'll cover.
Detroit Lions and Cleveland Browns. The Browns are giving away 10.5 points.
Which is crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
They're 0-8, but
I'm going Detroit. Smash that. You're giving me a bad quarterback that only has half of his body use and now or his backup. I'll go with the Lions.
That's coming off
and
a
Nick
30
Chubb
point
is coming
blowout.
Off of COVID.
Oh, this game is going to be affected by weather. This was one of the two.
Oh, it's going to be ugly, too. And the Lions have finally dedicated to giving their best player the ball because Goff sucks. And they're getting Jamal Williams back. Give me Detroit here.
Yeah, now, Swift got 37, 38 touches.
I loved
or something
it. Right, the week I traded for him in fantasy. I love
it's
it.
It's like some old school early 2000 running
some
back
Eddie
numbers.
George numbers right there.
We don't see that anymore.
Yeah, he's a little banged up, too, I think.
His shoulder's sore.
Yeah, it's gonna be really sore.
Yeah,
runs the ball that many times again.
I'm gonna take the Detroit Lions to cover the 10.
I don't believe in Cleveland's offense. Why?
Well, I mean, we just.
And Brandon, did you say that Donovan Peoples-Jones is banged up in this?
He tweaked a hamstring in practice yesterday.
Yeah, that's another reason.
The one that was already hurt. So they're gonna be relying heavily on Nick Chubb if he's activated and ready to go off the COVID list.
Nick Chubb and what's his name? That backup's been doing great.
Yeah. So I'm
Ernest Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh man. What's the line again?
10.5.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that offense
has it changed? Is this one that's moved up or down? This is something we have to pay attention to because
the Lions
of the weather.
Actually, it's gone up another point. It's now 11.5 on ESPN.
Yeah. Holy cow. All right, yeah, I'll go.
Looked absolutely terrible last week.
I'm gonna go Detroit.
Yeah, I'm going Detroit too.
You know why this is so hard, Brandon, is because when you're picking, you're like, oh, 10-point spread, Cleveland coming off of, you know, what they came off. But then you always feel like, at least how I feel, I'm like, man, Vegas knows something that I don't know.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the weather, if it's windy, anything above 15 miles an hour, it's Cleveland. We're in the winter stages. Anything can happen. But I believe it's a 73% chance of rain. So there's going to be some sort of factoring that in. So we'll see. Golf has tiny hands. Just don't forget that.
He does. San Francisco 49ers, Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars are getting 5.5 points here. Jags defense has played really well the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon's horny for Kyle Shanahan, so.
5.5. Man, the Niners look good this past week. I'm going Niners here.
That's why I think they come back to earth here.
Already?
Because I just don't think they're that good.
Just lift it off.
I just don't think they're
that good. You don't think they take off? Look, it's a lot of talent on that roster.
Yeah,
like it's that roster has a lot of talent, which is why it's alarming.
And this one, I could look dumb for sure, but Jacksonville just held Buffalo to 9 points, right?
Yeah, they got after
six.
Buffalo. Six. Remember that offensive line is a little suspect for Buffalo.
Yeah, and well, Jacksonville's defense is no slouch. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's okay. You're not pass rushing when somebody's running the ball on you, right?
How's Jacksonville against the run this year?
It's not going to matter in this game.
One thing you can do against San Francisco, you've been able to run the ball against that Niner defense so far this season. So that's important to look at. The defense before the Monday night game versus the Rams, they were giving up just over 25 points a game, which is in the bottom third, bottom quarter of the NFL. Now, it is
Jaguars
also important
are actually
to note,
10th against them. The Jaguars are actually 10th against them.
And it's also important to note, James Robinson hasn't practiced this week because of heel and knee issues. So
Jamal Agnew, baby. He's explosive. I love it. He's explosive. He is. He can return to kickoff. He gets these long runs on the outside.
I know Elijah Mitchell's banged up. He's got a broken finger.
He's probably
from this
gonna
last
play.
Game.
They listed on ESPN. He's probably going to play.
I think you're just going to see another heavy run game. I think Shanahan's like, you know what? I'm going to run these guys into the ground again. Yeah. And
that's
we're
fine.
Just going to keep doing
it. I see this as a field goal game because of that, though.
No. I don't
their
see
Their secondary
it.
Sucks. Their pass rush is good, but their secondary sucks. Trevor Lawrence can't get outside the pocket. Give me Jacksonville to cover. I could regret this. Not feeling great about it. A little nauseous.
You should.
Yeah, you'll regret it.
All right. Fair enough. Y'all picking San Francisco to cover?
Yeah, what'd you say, CJ? I
don't have you. San Fran.
Okay. All right. Houston Texans at Tennessee Titans. Titans are getting 10.5 points here. Or excuse me, given 10.5 points here. I personally am smashing the Houston Texans here because I don't think their offense, like Houston Texans' defense is off and on, but it can play tough. They got a good coach, good scheme. Tyrod Taylor, as he's a couple weeks back now from the injury, the rust is off. They get Brandon Cooks back this week. I think Houston Texans.
I'm going to go Houston, too. 10.5 points is a big spread against a team that doesn't really necessarily have a high-powered offense. And
they're
have
missing
their best
Julio
player
Jones.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Texans to cover here for sure.
I'm going Titans.
Brandon, you are either going to be in the lead or be so far behind.
I feel like the Titans are going to get after them with their pass rush. They're not going to let them run the football. Not that they can really run the football anyway. Yeah, I'm going Titans in this one.
Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are getting 2.5 points here. Aaron Rodgers didn't look great last week. Come back from COVID. And rumors are he's feeling some after effects. Vikings played well against the Chargers. Recovered from an early Kirk Cousins fumble. This is a tough one for me. I'm going to go with the Packers as cover here because the Packers have been lights out against the spread this year. They've covered every week.
Yeah, I'm going to go Minnesota just because he said that, because that was Dallas a few weeks ago. And then they got blasted by the Denver Broncos. I think this is a bit of a trap game. But I think Green Bay, I think they go into this game knowing Minnesota has a talented team and has a good team that's good enough to beat them. You bring up Aaron Rodgers, possibly feeling some after effects from COVID. Minnesota's playing at home. Division game. Minnesota's not going to win in Green Bay. We already know that. So I got Minnesota winning here at home.
Yeah, this is a tough one, but it is Kirk Cousins versus Aaron Rodgers. What's the injury report on this one look like? I haven't looked at that. Vikings injury report.
I think Danielle Hunter's still on the IR.
Yeah, let's see. Week 11 did not participate. Wanham, defensive end, DJ Wanham did not participate. Brian O'Neill, tackle, did not participate. Chris Herndon, not important. Limited. I mean, there isn't really. What's up with Devontae's shoulder, though?
Oh, boy. I got him on my fantasy team. Could have had rich CD. Get richer and the poor get poor.
Could have had CD and Devontae.
I'm not going to overthink this. I feel like the Packers are one of the front runners. I mean, the Rams kind of, you know, crap the bed on themselves this past week when I was writing an article about them being in my top four front runners and basically made me rewrite the whole thing at the back end. So Packers, yeah, they're going to win. They're going to keep it going.
There you go. Baltimore Ravens, Chicago Bears. Bears get 6 points here. And a empty Lamar Jackson.
Yes, IBS. Moving the bowels.
I almost want to take the Bears to cover here.
Bro, the Bears look good last week. You're on my side here.
It's kind of between that, but then I wish we had the Ravens.
Ravens defense is trash.
Their spread record this season in front of us because. I mean, the Ravens, they played in a lot of close games, even against bad teams. And do I think they're better than the Bears? Yes, for sure.
Without I look question. At the Ravens as a field goal game, like every week.
Yeah, I think they're going to let the Bears stay in it. And so I'm going to go Chicago to cover the 6.
Give me the Bears. Justin Fields has his best game as a pro.
I like it.
No. He will have probably an okay game. I'm not buying into the whole Ravens defense is so terrible. I think that they've got holes. They're not awful. They'll figure it out.
Actually, this is one of the best defensive minds in the NFL
overall right now.
I believe so.
That's fine. You know, numbers, they tell the truth and they lie at the same time. They're also one of the better teams versus the run this year too. They're in the top 10 in regards to that. So look. Every team has a weakness right now. Literally every team.
Bears. I'm going to go with the Ravens. Look, Lamar coming off these sicknesses, he's usually pretty damn good. So I'm going to take that as an omen that he's going to be light on his feet and he's going to make plays. But I will say this, Hollywood Brown is hurt as well. He's got like a thigh bruise or something. So something to keep an eye on there. Look, Lamar, what happened to Lamar a week ago with all that cover zero blitz that Miami was doing, I wholeheartedly expect Chicago to do that as well to try to shut down Lamar Jackson. If there is no Hollywood Brown over the top, that takes away an opportunity to take advantage of that. But I feel like Bateman, you have Watkins back, you'll be able to find a way to exploit that. I think
when
Baltimore
Sammy
wins by...
Watkins ever moved a needle in the past 4 years?
When Sammy is available,
he might be adequate enough. I think he fumbled on his first catch.
Sammy Watkins, let's be real, has been more of a name than a player in the past 4 years.
Look, I'm going Ravens in this one. I think they win by 2 scores.
All right.
Hell yeah,
wow.
I like that. I love when you go out on a limb like that, Brandon.
All right. You don't love when I go out on a limb like that. Cincinnati Bengals.
Stay out there on a limb.
Cincinnati Bengals, Las Vegas Raiders. Pick them. Vegas don't know. I'm going Bengals.
Ooh.
I think Joe Burrow has a get-right game here. I think Vegas secondary is struggling pretty bad the last few weeks. They've made a couple quarterbacks look great. They put Patty Mahomes back on the right track. Jalen Hurts looked good against them, too.
Yeah. I'm going to go Bengals here, too.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Early in the week, I looked at this one and I thought, okay, the one high looks that the Raiders like to play. They stick to yeah. it. They do the man. They do the cover three stuff. They don't do the too high. They tried and then they got out of it. So which they'll show it.
Right.
Yeah. So Ja'Marr Chase opportunities, T. Higgins opportunities. This is a blow up opportunity for the Bengals to get back on track. But again, for the Raiders, they need to win. They want to contend. They want to get in the playoffs. You know what? Nah, I'm going with the Bengals in this one. Yeah.
It's a pick 'em for a reason, right?
Yeah.
I'm right there with you, Brandon, for everything you just said. If you didn't say it, I was going to say it. Like you said, with the single high and all of that stuff, it's going to be some downfield opportunities for Cincinnati for sure. And then I was a little, you know, distraught because early on in that Kansas City-Vegas game, like you said, Vegas came out. They tried to run the two high. I guess they felt too uncomfortable. I guess it's like having, you know, shoes on the wrong feet or something. And then it was like, all right, we're going to go back to what we're used to. And they got torched. Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Arizona Cardinals, Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are getting 2 points here. Kyler Murray says he's pretty close to returning from the ankle injury. So he's looking like he's going to play.
Hopkins hasn't practiced either, though.
Hopkins hasn't practiced, but Hopkins has played a lot without practicing. So we just, that's the worst part. We never know. But the fact that he's missed 2 weeks, that's a pretty bad hammy injury.
I'm going to go Seattle here. These Arizona teams, under Cliff, they've had a tendency to kind of go through a lull right around this time of the year. I think this team is better than his past teams, though. But with Russell Wilson coming back, having a game under his belt now, that Seattle Seahawks defense that we've always said is bad and makes no mistakes about it, still bad. It has improved, though. You're playing at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, which is a tough place to win.
It is. Might be wet.
Yep.
I'm going Seattle here.
I'm going Seattle, too.
Yep, Seattle.
All right. There it is. Now let's keep scrolling. Dallas Cowboys, Kansas City Chiefs, one of my favorite games. It's
game of the week.
This is a good game. This is going to be fun. I just hope it's the barn burner that we think it's going to be. I want to see 57-51 or something like that. Like
yeah, it's got the highest over-under at 56.5.
56
Chiefs. Chiefs are favored by 2.5 right now.
Yo, CJ, please, like, as a Cowboys fan, I know you hate it when I say that, but I really want to hear the Cowboys fan and you hear how disrespected do you feel that the Chiefs are getting 2.5 points here?
I don't feel disrespected at all, to be quite honest with you. But I'm not really? Like most Cowboy fans, man. Like I feel like
wild that they're getting.
Am I biased? Yes, because that's my favorite team. I try not to be. I think I'm a little more logical than others. Right? Look, it's Kansas City. It's Arrowhead Field. You know they've made it to the Super Bowl in back to back years. Some people think that shouldn't account into this right here, but I still think it does. Now, if you ask me who's the better team right now, this year, it's Dallas, and it's Dallas by a mile. And for that reason, I'm going to go Dallas to win here in Arrowhead Stadium, but it's definitely not going to be an easy win, and it's going to be it'll be a big win for either team this week. Like, it'll be a statement win whoever wins this game this week.
The better team getting points. Give me Dallas. And the turnover kings, Dallas defense, going up against Patrick Mahomes, throwing interception in how many games?
He leads the league in turnovers this year. So, it's a defense that's third in the league in takeaways versus.
And, yo, we got to give Zeke some flowers here. Zeke? Zeke is, like, really, he's not getting the massive yardage, but in the red zone, he's been absolutely unstoppable.
And look, this is the thing about Zeke, and this is the thing that even Urban said about him at Ohio State. He said Ezekiel Elliott is the best player he's ever coached when the ball is not in his hands. And so Zeke has been phenomenal in blitz that's pickup real. This year. You're going against a Kansas City Chiefs defense. It's going to bring the pressure. You know, old Steve Spagnuolo is going to bring the pressure. Tyron Smith may not play. So that's how the game is going to be won and lost. And then you got Chris Jones in there. He's going to be lined up either head up or Tyler Biadasz or on Connor Williams, the guard who leads the NFL in penalties. this year. So, I mean, that matchup on the inside with Chris Jones, they're going to keep him on Kansas City's right side of the defense, which is Dallas's left side of their offensive line. So I would look at that matchup there. But I don't think it's going to necessarily be a barn burner. I would say take the under, because Dallas is going to come in with a specific game plan. And I think that specific game plan will be to get Zeke and Tony Pollard involved as much as possible.
Absolutely. And look, check this out. Jordan Lewis is going to have to play well. Why? He plays exclusively in the slot, and the Chiefs have lined up Hill in the slot at the 13th highest rate in the league. So that's a matchup to keep an eye on. Jordan Lewis, he's a heck of an athlete. We already know that.
He's a 4-5 guy, though.
And Tyreek is an absolute freak.
Four-five
corner
guy.
And he's
a good
guy, too.
But he can hang. Sure. He can hang. Yeah, he's a good technique style player, but he's not on the level of Tyreek Hill.
He's coming out with a really good game, too.
Who are you going with, Brandon?
Yep. Well, I mean, based on that matchup alone is going to be interesting. How they match up with Travis Kelce, Keanu Neal maybe is going to be the guy.
So Mika? You have Keanu Neal, who's the backer on that Dallas defense. On passing downs, generally on first and second down, you'll have Micah Parsons and Leighton Vander Esch in there at the backers. Looks like on third down is when they usually throw Keanu Neal out there. Also want to throw something out there. You have Jayron Kearse, who's been playing solid this year, 6'4 safety. All right, so
that's
another big body there. But then the interesting part of it is Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn, in the past, he's been solely a cover three guy, right? A single high safety. This year he's been a lot more versatile or multiple in his defensive looks. So I would be interested to see that, because we all know you go against Patrick Mahomes, what do? You go too high.
Yeah, you want to try to, yep. And
not
you don't
to the game
you don't
too
send,
high, but too high.
You don't send extra blitz. Yeah, you don't send an extra blitzer at all. That's what you want to do is, exactly. Yeah, because he'll attack that. You know, I think it comes down to that. I mean, obviously, if you can take away Kelce, what are you going to do about Hill? I feel like the Chiefs are a team that they've been under a lot of scrutiny lately. Patrick Mahomes had a great game. I think it comes down to how they're going to try to defend in this game on defense, the Cowboys.
This is Dallas's statement game. This is the one where it's like, well, yeah, we're here.
It's definitely a game to win.
This game is going to be who has the ball last, too. It's just coming down to that. So, in either quarterback, I'd take them to win the game at the end.
It's a great matchup. I'm excited for it.
And me too. I'm getting excited over here. I'm like, oh yeah, this will be great.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I know we could sit here and talk for 3 hours.
We could.
Probably about this.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's okay, because I know the Cowboys is probably a Super Bowl pick. So, you know, you can't win them all.
Pittsburgh Steelers, Los Angeles Chargers. Mason Rudolph might start this game still. Chargers given 3.5 points. Let me see if it's changed.
This is the same Pittsburgh team that beat Buffalo in week one. I'm just saying.
It's also the same Pittsburgh team that tied Detroit last week.
I was going to say that too.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I think Mason Rudolph is leaning towards playing, because the spread is now 6 points for the Chargers. So if Mason Rudolph is playing, give me the Chargers. If Mason Rudolph is not playing, give me the Steelers, because it'll be closer. But man, I think the Chargers win. Moneyline Chargers if Roethlisberger's playing. If he's not.
See, this is one of those we shouldn't even have to pick right now.
I mean,
so
that's,
the line
that's
is six right
both.
Now?
Yeah, the line on ESPN is six. So that means that they're probably leaning towards Mason Rudolph.
Let me look here. Well, all right, let's consider this too. The Chargers, they don't want to stop the run. All right, they've made it clear they don't care about it.
They don't want to.
They just want to make sure you don't get anything down the field. And the Steelers don't care, because they don't really go down the field with the football. So they will gladly take 3 yards in a cloud of dust. They'll eat up the clock. They'll do what they can to do that. And if you go to DraftKings right now, minus 5.5 Chargers.
Mike Tomlin came out and said that Roethlisberger doesn't have to practice to play on Sunday. That's how much he hates Mason Rudolph. How's Mason, like, give us Dwayne Haskins, right? Like, is Dwayne that bad that you still
give
us Mason
Rudolph?
What if
we see Dwayne Haskins this week? Dwayne Haskins is definitely better than Mason Rudolph.
I would pick the Steelers if they put out Dwayne Haskins instead of Mason Rudolph.
Nah, not me. I feel like Big Ben's going to play this week. They're just going to let him go and he doesn't have to practice. I mean, you want that for continuity during the week. I'm going to go with the Steelers. The line did move on DraftKings. I use DraftKings usually when I'm putting the information in the system. It's at Chargers are favored by 5.5. So,
yeah. Man. I'm going to go with the Chargers. This might be a get right game. And what's up with TJ Watt, too? Let me look at that real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to go Chargers. I'm going to go Chargers here. I feel like this game.
TJ Watt did not participate Wednesday practice.
All right. Yeah, that doesn't change. Look, run the football, take care of it. If Big Ben plays, I'll just go that he is and live with the pick. I'll live with the Steelers here. I'll take that. Even if what do we want to use? 3.5 or are we going to use 5.5?
Let's go with 5.5. I'll still go Chargers.
All right, if we go on 5.5, give me Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is going to shorten the game, like Brandon said. They're going to run it, Najee Harris in there. They're going to throw it short. I mean, obviously, it ultimately really depends on whether Big Ben plays or not. If Big Ben plays, I could see them covering that 5.5 points. Big Ben don't play.
Yeah. I think he plays.
I feel like if he doesn't play, Derwin James will, like...
If Big Ben doesn't play, then it just means that the game plan that Pittsburgh generally has on a week-to-week basis is just going to be more concentrated. It's going to be like, run, 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 run.
Please.
Run, run, run.
I got Najee, please. New York Giants. So you're going with the Pittsburgh?
Yeah. They're going to get Kalen Ballage.
New York Giants, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wait, you think Ballage is the backup? Again. Not Snell?
It's Ballage. He's the one who comes in and usually, yeah, I already been scoping it.
Oh, yeah. Stay away. Stay away.
I'm just giving you the heads up. Keep an
eye on New York Giants and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs are favored in this one by 11.5. It's wild for a team that doesn't have a secondary, losing Vita Vea, coming off a 2-game losing streak, that they're favored by 11.5. That's as much my Giants suck this year.
You know,
it's Barkley. Might be back too.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were favored by about the same amount versus another NFC East team on a primetime game. And that NFC East team covered. It was the Philadelphia Eagles.
Back
so
door covered too, like right at the end.
Yeah. I'm going to go Giants here to cover. 11.5?
I'm going to go Giants too. That's too big a spread.
Now, the important stat is what is Tom Brady coming off of losses where he was the, 10-point favorite. Like that's a hell of a stat right there, whatever that would be. Because obviously we know Tom Brady, when he comes back with a vengeance. But, we've also seen Tom Brady part of teams that kind of have one of these lulls in the middle of the season, and they just use it for fuel to push through and to win, Super Bowls. So I still have the Giants.
So you guys are both going Giants?
Oh, it's at Tampa Bay, too.
They're just not playing well enough for that big a spread. They're just not.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm going to go Giants.
I think they're going to have Godwin.
Like, for me to pick the Giants here, and y'all know how I feel about them this year, and Daniel Jones, like, that says a lot.
What's up with AB and Gronk? I thought they were going to be back a couple of weeks ago.
AB started running yesterday. So that's still out. It's still up in the air. Gronk is questionable this week.
AB just started running yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be a...
Did he have a high ankle sprain? I thought it was a low ankle sprain.
It was bad, whatever it was.
Jesus.
I'm going to go with the Bucs. They're going to bounce back. I think this is going to be a run. They're going to run the ball. I think they're going to try to establish that they're at home. They're going to establish the run. This is like the theme for me. Yeah. Like if a team loses like they did, run the ball, man. Run the ball, set up play action, give Brady something to work with in that regard. I think that they beat the Giants by a couple scores.
Word. All right, guys. Well, there it is. Got all our picks in the books. That was a good show. We threw out some good nuggets there. I liked it. As always, check out Brandon's site, Football Scout 365. Check out them out on Instagram and the website. And check us out. the Number 5 Tool Sports Podcast on Instagram and the website, number5toolsportspodcast.com. Shout out to Am Cash for delivering that fire theme song. And we out. Let the music rock.
I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9 to 5 is something that I don't want to do. Sit in the cubicle.